What once was a 12-story hospital, nearly 900,000 square feet of patient rooms, labs, and operating rooms, is now a skeleton, three stories of bare steel beams and disappearing piles of rubble. Demolition started about 9 months ago and is expected to finish in the spring. And many say it's hard to watch.
I feel like I've been punched in the stomach. It's very sad to see it come down, but I understand why it is.
Stephanie Calhoun is an RN who started her 40-year career at St. Francis.
I knew every crack in the wall, it seemed like. Family members were born here, died here, sick here, visited here.
Years ago, it was obvious the hospital needed to expand, but nearby residents didn't want to sell their homes. Calhoun now works at the Franciscan Health Campus, 7 miles south.
Things were more laid back then, the way healthcare was. Now it's so much different with the hurry, hurry, hurry.
The building must come down slowly because it contained contaminants like asbestos. And like Calhoun, many say this 18-month process is painful. Joan Heimbrook is one of them. She was born there along with 8 of her 9 siblings.
Lots of cousins, lots of friends, lots of family. Everybody had their babies at St. Francis. It was basically cradle to grave, and it's like seeing a friend pass on.
Heimbrook remembers one time her mother had surgery when she was very young.
My dad hauled the youngest ones of us who couldn't go up onto the floors because you had to be of a certain age. And so I remember going into the hospital in the tower and my mom going to the window and waving to us because that was the only way we could see her. And I looked up the other day and I saw that building coming down, and I could just picture that in my mind, but the floor is being demolished.
The original St. Francis closed in 2012. There were several attempts to reuse it. They didn't work out. It's not clear yet what the long-term redevelopment will be, but Beech Grove Mayor Dennis Buckley says he has something in mind.
I think if the council lets me build a fire station and police station on that property, along with Franciscan Health, I think that will really enhance that property.
At this point, Franciscan Health has indicated they'll create a green space at the former site, and the mayor says it will connect to a new trail system.
It should start sometime in 2020. We're looking forward to that, and it's going to wind through the city of Beech Grove, connect our parks, and end up over on Emerson Avenue at the Taco Bell.
Joan Heimbrook believes a green space would be a fitting memorial to all the life that happened and passed at St. Francis.
That spirit of that particular place, I don't think will ever go away, even if the building is torn down.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Danoon.